Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as I always say, go to DurangoBusiness.org and check out our upcoming events. Or you can simply also click on DurangoBusiness.org and find out what we're doing. So I've got Steve Wilson with Wilson Integra Insurance. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me.
So you've been here a while. What all the different things I see at the different events we do. What do you love about Durango?
Gosh, Durango is unlike any other place that you could possibly think of. Yeah. There are days I walk down on the riverfront, uh-huh, and you have kites flying and you've got kayaks going and people bicycling. Yeah. That no other place in the United States is close to what Durango has to offer. And my goodness, what a wonderful place to live.
Well, you know, and we're going to put you on an ad then, I think, you know, selling the why you should move your business to Durango, Colorado. You know, it's one of those things. And I love at the last Coffee at Carver's, I actually asked everybody, I said, what brought you here? For me, it was Fort Lewis College. You know, an old boss of mine said, where'd you apply to college? I said, you know, Adams State, Western State, too cold. Mesa State, I don't go there, you know. And I went through CSU, too big. Fort Lewis, he goes, go there. And I said, well, where is Durango? I grew up in Denver area. And he said, you'll love it. Southwest Colorado, my old roommate runs the co-op. He'll bail you out of jail. And the other old roommate, his dad's a doctor, and he'll fix you up. So literally, sight unseen, I came here, and 34 years later, I've never left.
Awesome.
It's fun. It's amazing. I love the stories. But we're not here to talk about why I came here, why you came here, all those fun things. But I want to ask, because there's a breakdown I tell people. You should have a good attorney, should have a good accountant, you should have an insurance person. I even throw in a good marketing person and a banker as kind of your business advisors. And falling under the insurance category, there's so many different categories that you need to have covered. And one of them is income insurance. Why small businesses should have income insurance. Explain why.
So businesses are pretty unique, and every business is a little bit different. We sit down and consult with the business owner and find out what the best coverages are for that specific type of business.
Uh-huh.
As far as business income is concerned, let's say you have a business owner that does not operate out of out of a location.
Okay.
They're remote.
Uh-huh.
And that's what business income is for. It's for that remote user that has a loss of revenue, and then it covers that. And then say like you have a business owner that is located at a location.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different type of insurance. The neat part about Wilson Integra is we're an independent insurance agency.
Oh, okay.
And the difference between our agency office and a captive carrier or captive agent,
uh-huh,
is we have 24 carriers in the business realm, so we can shop and compare,
wow,
different types of policies with different types of carriers.
So 24 different, you know, companies, organizations that you work with to find the best product or service that's going to meet the niche of what that individual might be looking for.
Exactly.
Okay.
For example, a Liberty Mutual is, uh-huh, is different than the Hartford, and they have different coverages.
Okay.
And the acceptability of it. So, you know, an appetite that they have for one class of business might, mm-hmm, be then different than another class of business.
Okay.
And if you're dealing with one captive carrier that just is one company,
mm-hmm,
and it doesn't fall within their appetite,
you're kind of stuck with the menu.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
okay,
we can tailor fit a policy to fit just about any company that's out there.
Okay.
And that's what we do. That's what we're good at.
You know, and one thing I've learned over the years, too, is that a lot of people sit there and shop price. You know, you go get your car insurance, what's the lowest rate? What's the lowest rate? What's the lowest rate kind of thing. But when you're definitely talking about business, you want to have insurance that's going to give you the best coverage. And, you know, you want to look at the rate, obviously, because you got to work within a budget, so to speak. But I would think that you can put in, I'm going to use the term, Excel spreadsheet, and do comparisons for people and really analyze what they need.
We actually take it one step beyond that. So what our promise to our customers is we're going to deliver the best possible price moving forward.
Okay.
So what we do is we shop it with at least three different carriers, and then we do a proposal packet with all three different carriers so we could sit down with the customer and really go over the differences between the three.
Okay.
And then, you know, we break it down and we show value. Mm-hmm. It's not all about price. We're a full service firm. So what that means to the average customer is if they file a claim or anything has to do with insurance, we have a staff in our office that handles all the insurance aspects.
Okay.
Working hard for them.
So not just a 1-800 number.
No, no. And we're locally owned and operated, which is important. So if you file a claim, we're here to represent you and we walk you through the process and help you through it from start to finish.
Which I know from my own experiences, having somebody to take me by the hand and say, Jack, do this is vitally important.
Yes, sir. It most certainly is.
Now it's funny because before you came in, I literally was asking you some questions. And one of the things that you talked about is businesses having employment practice liability. So what is that exactly?
So employment practices liability, it goes beyond just like a workers' compensation claim or somebody feeling harassed in the workplace. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you've got an employee who feels harassed or they don't feel like they've been treated right, they can file a lawsuit against the business. And that's what it covers.
Interesting.
Definitely, if you're high, if you have employees, it's definitely a needed coverage to have.
Well, and I think that's always important too, because I always tell people that your employees are not going to run your business like you are. And an employee could be mad, have a bad day or whatever, and all of a sudden start popping off with something or do something, like you said, and they happen to be an employee. You can't control them all the time, so to speak.
Right. You know, and the general liability policies that we have, you know, a lot of people get the general liability mixed up with other things, like they think it's so broad it covers everything, when in fact it really doesn't.
Okay.
The general liability is kind of a narrow, it's broad-based, but it's still narrow because it only covers so many things.
Okay. Now, and I would think, too, that like with general liability, when you sit down with a customer and you can say, okay, you know, Mr. Business Owner, Miss Business Owner, what are also your assets on a personal level? Because, you know, I've heard of those stories where somebody says, oh, yeah, through my business. But then also, you know, you've got your own personal liability. And I bet I'm assuming something here, Steve, that you will look at that both from a home, all the other assets that one has, and really be able to kind of custom package something that covers everything.
And that's a great point. We have two sections to our business. We have personal lines. And we have commercial lines.
Okay.
Our personal lines is very unique. We have some technology to our company that's online. It's wilsonintegra.com. And when you log on to the website, we have a quote finder that's on there. It's a little box, and it's pretty straightforward when you log into the website. And in that quote finder, there's a drop down where you can choose home, auto, both, commercial, life insurance. It gives you choices. Mm-hmm. But the neat part of it is once you finish filling out that online application and you hit submit, you get up to 10 quotes instantly emailed to you.
Oh, wow.
So instead of going into 10 different offices or different insurance companies from the convenience of your home or your office or wherever you're at, you can sit down and you can get up to 10 quotes emailed to you.
So you could, let me ask you this. So I could put in for my home, I could put in for my vehicles, I could put in life insurance, all of that, and it will actually go out and grab all this data and give it to me in one nice little breakdown.
Right. Most insurance companies have a rating system in their office.
Right.
So, but our rating system is very much the same. But what it does for the customer is it emails those quotes that the agent would normally get at their desk.
Mm-hmm.
It goes directly to the customer.
Oh, so you can actually look and see the differences. And you mean all rates and all quotes are not the same?
It's amazing that they're not. And you put the same coverage levels in there, and you will. And every day we see this, there's a significant difference in pricing.
Okay.
And it just depends on the carrier, where they're at, the risk pools that are involved with the rating process. And then online, we also have a commercial section that we just added. So,
oh, nice.
It's not part of the rating system that we have for personal lines, but you can request a commercial quote. Very much different, and just because the commercial quotes a lot more complicated.
Right now, and this is all at wilsonintegra.com.
right.
wilsonintegra.com. So yes. I'm giving you a free plug here. Now let me ask you this, because I know a lot of times when I am shopping and people say, well, what's your coverage on this, or what's your, and I'm like, I have no idea what my deductible. If you ask me right now, I don't think I could tell you. I know I couldn't tell you what my deductible is on my home or what the deductible is at my wife's store downtown and things like that. Would you call it advance, set up an appointment. Can I bring in all of that and you guys will do, for lack of words, analytics on, you know, what, and bringing everything under one roof? Because I would assume having everything under one umbrella saves you money in the long run. So you do have everything kind of nicely packaged.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Coming into the office is the preferred way of doing it. We like to sit down and do a personal insurance review. Not only do we do it for the first time out, we do it every year. Because everybody has things to add to and take away from the policy. And we want to make sure that your coverage levels are correct. And we look for gaps, you know, in your policy that you currently have and really take the time to move forward on it. But what makes us different than most insurance companies is that we put our best foot forward with every single customer. We put out the best pricing possible. We look for the value. We look for the best. We match you up with the best carrier, the best price, and we look for the best coverage amounts.
Okay.
So, and deductibles.
And where are you located?
We're right next door to the Dairy Queen that just recently closed down last week. Oh, man, after 30-some-odd years in Durango, they closed their doors.
I'm going to say a Chick-fil-A is coming.
I would agree.
Whatever. Anyway, so you're right up there on North Main.
We're right there. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then if somebody wants to come in and sit down and have an analysis done, what number do they call to set up the appointment?
So you could call 970-682-6700.
Okay, 682-6700.
Yes, sir.
And then you guys will look on your schedule, obviously, and say, okay, here's what we have. Open.
Right. There's three ways of doing it. We could do it over the phone.
Sure.
We could do it in person. We prefer in person, or we could do it online.
Yeah.
So we try to map it around what's best for the person because everybody has a different schedule.
If it's like me, I want to be there in person because I know that you're going to ask questions and do the consulted sale, so to speak, and actually sit down and say, well, here's the things that you're missing, and here's why, and this is why we recommend XYZ. And I'm always amazed at how many things come out in that conversation. And then with having 24 carriers, you can say, well, now let's plug in different things.
Right. And usually after those sit down meetings that we have, there's always terms and definitions that people don't quite understand.
Right.
And going through what the coverage levels are and what they actually mean has a lot of value in it all on its own.
Sure. Well, I also tell people too that, you know, in different chapters of our lives, so in your 20s to 30s, you're not really thinking, you know, lifelong insurance. You know, 30s to 40s, you have kids and all of a sudden life insurance, and then you start accumulating some assets, you know, and then as you get older, you become an empty nester, kick the kids out. So, you know, the heck with letting them inherit anything. I'm just kidding. my kids aren't listening, but those are all the things. And I think, Steve, that you did, you know, you touch base. And what I like is that, bigger financial picture and looking at things. So about 30 seconds left. What have I missed?
I think we've hit all the points. We just want to make sure that everybody understands that we put our best foot forward for every single customer. We try to match you up with the best carrier, the best rates, the best coverage amounts. We take the extra time to actually see if we can get additional coverage levels for you with these carriers for the same price.
Right.
Because a lot of times it just takes a few minutes to, you know, make that discovery, and we take the time out to do that for you.
And you can do a lot of homework ahead of time too with WilsonIntegra.com and plug in the, you know, the information and get the quotes right there and then sit down and talk with you.
Yep, and we're locally owned and operated. We're here to serve you.
Ah, awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in.
Well, thanks for having me, Jack.
Well, now let's, we got to go back to work. I was going to say, let's go fishing or something, go play. You got to work too, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's overrated. Anyway, once again, check it out at WilsonIntegra.com or go up right next door to the old Dairy Queen building.
Thanks
a landmark.
Again. You betcha.
Steve, thank you for coming in.
All right.
We got to send it back to the studios. Have a great day. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.